After this, the chiefs of fathers' houses were chosen to go up according to their tribes, with their wives, sons, and daughters, with their men servants and maid servants, and their livestock. Darius sent with them 1,000 cavalry to bring them back to Jerusalem with peace, with musical instruments, drums, and flutes. All their kindred were making merry, and he made them go up together with them. These are the names of the men who went up, according to their families among their tribes, after their several divisions. The priests, the sons of Phinehas, the sons of Aaron, Jeshua, the son of Josedek, the son of Sarias, and Joachim, the son of Zorobabel, the son of Salathiel, of the house of David, of the lineage of Perez, of the tribe of Judah, who spoke wise words before Darius the king of Persia in the second year of his reign, in the month Nisan, which is the first month. These are the of Judeans who came up from the captivity, where they lived as foreigners, whom Nabucodonosor the king of Babylon had carried away to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and to the other parts of Judea, every man to his own city, who came with Zorobabel, with Jeshua, Nehemias, Zarias, Rezaias, Ananias, Mardochias, Beelsurias, Aspharsis, Reelius, Roemus, and Bana, their leaders, the number of them of the nation and their leaders. The sons of Phoros, 2,172. The sons of Sabaoth, 472. The sons of Ares, 756. The sons of Phath-Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. The sons of Elam, 1,254. The sons of Zathui, 945. The sons of Corbi, 705. The sons of Bani, 648. The sons of Bebe, 623. The sons of Astad, 1,322. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bagoi, 2,066. The sons of Adinu, 454. The sons of Ater, of Ezekias, 92. The sons of Kylon and Azetus, 67. The sons of Azaru, 432. The sons of Annas, 101. The sons of Aram, the sons of Basai, 323. The sons of Arsephurith, 112. The sons of Biturus, 3,005. The sons of Bethlehemon, 123. Those from Netophos, 55. Those from Anathoth, 158. Those from Bethesmoth, 42. Those from Kariathurius, 25. Those from Kephira and Baroth, 743. The Chadiasai and Amidioi, 422. Those from Kiramah and Gabe, 621. Those from Makalon, 122. Those from Betolion, 52. The sons of Niphus, 156. The sons of Calamalalus and Onus, 725. The sons of Jerku, 345. And the sons of Sanas, 3,330. The priests, the sons of Jedu, the son of Jeshua, among the sons of Sanasib, 972. The sons of Emeruth, 1,052. The sons of Phasaris, 1,247. And the sons of Sharm, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jeshua, Kadmiel, Banas, and Sudios, 74. The set-apart singers, the sons of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers, the sons of Salum, the sons of Atar, the sons of Tolman, the sons of Dakubi, the sons of Ateda, the sons of Sabi, in all 139. The temple servants, the sons of Esau, the sons of Asipha, the sons of Tabawoth, the sons of Keras, the sons of Sua, the sons of Phalias, the sons of Labana, the sons of Agaba, the sons of Akud, the sons of Uta, the sons of Ketab, the sons of Akaba, the sons of Subai, the sons of Anan, the sons of Kathua, the sons of Gedor, the sons of Jairus, the sons of Dason, the sons of Naba, the sons of Chesba, the sons of Gazera, the sons of Ozias, the sons of Phinoe, the sons of Asara, the sons of Bashai, the sons of Asana, the sons of Mani, the sons of Naphasi, the sons of Akub, the sons of Achifa, the sons of Asur, the sons of Farakim, the sons of Basaloth, the sons of Meda, the sons of Kutha, the sons of Chariah, the sons of Barchus, the sons of Serar, the sons of Thomai, the sons of Nasi, the sons of Atifa, the sons of the servants of Solomon, the sons of Asaphioth, the sons of Farida, the sons of Jeli, the sons of Lozan, the sons of Isdale, the sons of Safuthi, the sons of Agia, the sons sons of Phacharith, the sons of Sabeah, the sons of Sarathi, the sons of Masias, the sons of Gas, the sons of Adas, the sons of Subas, the sons of Aphera, the sons of Berodis, the sons of Safat, the sons of Alan, all the temple servants and the sons of the servants of Solomon were 372. These came up from Thermaleth and Thelursus, Charathalon leading them, and Alar, and they could not show their families nor their stock, how they were of Israel, the sons of Dalan, the son of Ban, the sons of Nechadin, 652. Of the priests, those who usurped the office of the priesthood and were not found, the sons of Abdiah, the sons of Akos, the sons of Jadis, who married Ogia, one of the daughters of Zorzelius, and was called after his name. When the description of the kindred of these men was sought in the register and was not found, they were removed from executing the office of the priesthood. For Nehemias and Ethereus told them that they should not be partakers of the set-apart things until a high priest wearing Urim and Thummim should arise. So all those of Israel, from 12 years old and upward, beside men servants and women servants, were in number 42,360. Their men servants and handmaids were 7,337. The minstrels and singers, 245, 435 camels, 7,036 horses, 245 mules, and 5,525 beasts of burden. And some of the chief men of their families, when they came to the temple of Elohim that is in Jerusalem, vowed to set up the house again in its own place according to their ability, and to give into the set-apart treasury of the works 1,000 minas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly vestments. The priests and the Levites and some of the people lived in Jerusalem in the country. The set-apart singers also, and the gatekeepers, and all Israel lived in their villages. But when the seventh month was at hand, and when the children of Israel were each in their own place, they all came together with one purpose into the broad place before the first porch, which is toward the east. Then Jeshua the son of Josedech, his kindred the priests, Zorobabel the son of Salathiel, and his kindred stood up and made the altar of the Elohim of Israel ready to offer burnt sacrifices upon it, in accordance with the express commands in the book of Moses, the man of Elohim. Some people joined them out of the other nations of the land, and they erected the altar upon its own place, because all the nations of the land were hostile to them and oppressed them. And they offered sacrifices at the proper times and burnt offerings to Yahuwah both morning and evening. They also held the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is commanded in the Torah, and offered sacrifices daily, as appropriate. After that, they offered the continual oblations and the sacrifices of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, and of all the consecrated feasts. All those who had made any vow to Elohim began to offer sacrifices to Elohim from the new moon of the seventh month, although the temple of Elohim was not yet built. They gave money, food, and drink to the masons and carpenters. They also gave carts to the people of Sidon and Tyre, that they should bring cedar trees from Libanus and convey them in rafts to the harbor of Joppa, according to the commandment which was written for them by Cyrus, king of the Persians. In the second year after his coming to the temple of Elohim at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zorobabel, the son of Salathiel, Jeshua, the son of Josedech, their kindred, the Levitical priests, and all those who had come to Jerusalem out of the captivity began work. They laid the foundation of Elohim's temple on the new moon of the second month, in the second year after they had come to Judea and Jerusalem. They appointed the Levites, who were at least 20 years old, over Yahuwah's works. Then Jeshua, with his sons and kindred, Kadmiel, his brother, the sons of Jeshua, Emmedabun, and the sons of Joda, the son of Eliadun, and their sons and kindred, all the Levites, with one accord, stood up and started the business, laboring to advance the works in the house of Elohim. So the builders built Yahuwah's temple. The priests stood arrayed in their vestments with musical instruments and trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with their cymbals, singing songs of thanksgiving and praising Yahuwah, according to the directions of King David of Israel. They sang aloud, praising Yahuwah in songs of thanksgiving, because his goodness and his glory are forever in all Israel. All the people sounded trumpets and shouted with a loud voice, singing songs of thanksgiving to Yahuwah for the raising up of Yahuwah's house. Some of the Levitical priests and of the heads of their families, the elderly who had seen The former house came to the building of this one with lamentation and great weeping. But many with trumpets and joy shouted with a loud voice, so that the people couldn't hear the trumpets for the weeping of the people. For the multitude sounded loudly, so that it was heard far away. Therefore, when the enemies of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin heard it, they came to know what that noise of trumpets meant. They learned that those who returned from captivity built the temple for Yahuwah, Elohim of Israel. So they went to Zerubbabel and Jeshua, and to the chief men of the families, and said to them, "We will build together with you, for we, just like you, obey your Yahuwah, and sacrifice to him from the days of King Asbasarith of the Assyrians, who brought us here." Then Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the chief men of the families of Israel said to them, "It is not for you to build the house for Yahuwah our Elohim. Ourselves alone will build for Yahuwah of Israel, as King Cyrus of the Persians has commanded us." But the nations of the land pressed hard upon the inhabitants of Judea, cut off their supplies, and hindered their building. By their secret plots and popular persuasions and commotions, they hindered the finishing of the building all the time that King Cyrus lived. So they were hindered from building for 2 years, until the reign of Darius.